He was born Georgios Kyriakos Panayiotou. He became George Michael, first with the hot pop group Wham, then in his own solo career, which debuted with the album Faith in 1987. He died Sunday at just 53. The BBC's Paul Gambaccini was a longtime friend. Paul's in New York right now. And Paul, George almost died in 2011 from pneumonia, but still, this must have been so shocking. Your thoughts?
I was very saddened. He had been ill in the past few years, but when you consider that I'd known him for his entire professional arc, beginning when he was 20, it's very sad to think that he could have done so much in such a relatively short period of time, and now it's over.
Yeah.
And we've lost a great musical star, but also a great human being. People don't realize that he was the leading secret philanthropist in popular music, and he would make gifts and require that as a condition you not tell anybody.
Huh.
And now some of these are coming out, quite extraordinary. He worked at a homeless shelter on the condition that people didn't say he was there. He once was watching Deal or No Deal on television, and a woman needed $25,000 in fertility treatment, and he called up and just gave it to her on the condition that it not be publicized. In my own case, I had to raise £300,000, which is $500,000, for Britain's leading AIDS charity, and he donated $80,000 anonymously.
Wouldn't let you tell anyone.
No. So that's the kind of person he was, very private in his generosity.
And Paul, just the music, with Wham first, you know, the pop star, then his own sound, just how would you define it?
He was certainly the leading British artist in the American charts in the 80s. He had 10 number ones in the United States, which is one of the 10 top totals of all time. And he did so with very honest and forthright music. When he was a young man, he had young concerns. Songs like Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Wake me up before you go-go, 'cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go-go, take me dancing tonight.
But then when he became a young man, he had adult concerns. And then when he was older, and that's the title of one of his albums, he devoted his music to serious subject matter, such as the loss of his lover and of his mother.
Kindness in your eyes, I guess. You heard me cry, you smiled at me like Jesus to a child.
So you have an artist who reflected where he was in his life at the time.
A terrible loss in music. Paul Gambaccini, thank you so much for helping us note it.
Thank you, Robin.
George Michael died Sunday at 53.